We're in Simon Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, Sif Chav Gimel. The Mechaber says, Yim Avar B'mezid, O B'shogig, U B'shal Kama Kederos, Shalo L'tzarech Yom Tov, Mutar L'achlam B'Shabbos L'Bachol. If you violated this, and you cooked anyway, whether it was B'shogig or B'mezid, but you cooked a couple of pots which you didn't really need for Yom Tov, then B'dievid, you're allowed to eat them either on Shabbos or during the weekday. I mean, we don't punish you and give you a knas and say that you're no longer allowed to eat them. The Be'er Halacha points out that there's machlokas between the Rashba and the Rambam regarding Maisei Yom Tov. If you do something Asar and Yom Tov, are you allowed to benefit from it? From the Rashba, it sounds like there's no prohibition to benefit from Maisei Yom Tov, at least Maisei Yom Tov Derabanan. From the Rambam, it sounds like it's only if you have no other food available. That's when you'd be allowed to benefit from it. But if you don't, if you have other food available, then you wouldn't be allowed to benefit from it. So therefore, the Be'er Halacha questions why the Mechaber says straight out that you'd be allowed to benefit from the B'dievid. Maybe we should be choshesh for the Shitas Aram, and he leaves it as a tzarchi. And as to why the Mechaber seems to think this is so pasha, and the Dirshu points out other cases where it seems like the Shulchan Aruch sides with the Rambam, and cases where it seems like the Shulchan Aruch sides with the Rashba. So one should consult the Posek exactly how to act on this, but from the straight words of the Mechaber, it seems like B'dievid, you would be allowed to benefit from it if you violated and cooked the Mezid or B'shogek. However, Sif Chav Dalet says, Im Herim Levashal Shtei Kederis Atzorech Hayom V'Hosir Achaz Atzorech Machar Aser La'achlo. If your intention was to a form of trickery, meaning you know you don't only need one pot for Yom Tov, and you cook a second one Derech HaRama to say, oh, I really need this too. Or maybe guests will come, or you cook Letzorech HaYom, and then you cook more Letzorech HaYom, saying that this first pot I'm really going to leave for the next day instead. So those cases are Derech HaRama. In those cases, the Mechaber says, even if you left over some of it, you're not going to be allowed to benefit from it, because for Harama, we're concerned that maybe others will learn from you to do this, and that you'll do it another time intentionally. As opposed to if you cook Mimezid, we're not afraid that you're going to do it again, because that you know is wrong. But here, Harama, you might think it's really okay, so therefore we're going to give you a knas. Chazal give you a knas that you're not allowed to. Mishnah Berurah says you and your family are not allowed to benefit from this food, but other people, Motzei Yom Tov, would be allowed to benefit from it. And the Chemin Moshe says that even for you, you're allowed to benefit from it on Motzei Shabbos as well. That concludes the Halachos of Erev Tavshilim. Simen Tav Kuf Chav Ches, Dine Eruvi Chatzeres B'Yom Tov. Sif Aleph, Yom Tov Ein Tzarech Eruvi Chatzeres V'Shituf HaMavos. On Yom Tov, you don't need an Erev Chatzeres or Shituf HaMavos, because there is no issue of carrying on Yom Tov, since we have a rule of Mitoch Shehutra Hotzah Letzorech Ochal Nefesh, Hotzah Nami Shalol Letzorech Ochal Nefesh. But, V'chol Hilchos Tchumen Nisbar Aval Eruv Tchumen Tzarech. You do need an Eruv Tchumen if you want to go outside of the Tchum. Then Dirshi takes this as an opportunity to tell us Allah, which they told us already, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, since the whole heter of carrying is because of Mitoch, so it only applies to someone which is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And therefore, if there's a place without an Eruv, so then you would not be allowed to carry medicine for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, because that is not a Dabar HaShavu L'chol Nefesh. Sif Beis, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos, Ein Arvin Lo Eruv Chatzeros, Lo Eruv Tchumen, Afilim Inyech Erev Tavshilin. Avlam Nizkar, B'Yom HaRishon, B'Shnei Yom Tov Shechal Gal Yos, Yachal Arvi Chatzeros B'Tnai, Aval Erev Tchumen Eima Nichenos Ob Yom Tov B'Tnai. So if you realize on Yom Tov that you forgot to make an Erev for Shabbos, then you'd be allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros Al Tnai, like we did for the Erev Tchumen, but you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumen Al Tnai. Simen Tav Kuf Chav Tes, Dinei Simchas Yom Tov. Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Yom Tov L'chal Kol Chetzi L'Beis HaMedrash Chetzi L'Achila Ushsiyah. So the Mishnah Berurah explains to us that there's two psukim. One pasuk says that Tzeres Tiyeh Lachem, that the Yom Tov should be for you, and the other says that Tzeres Hashem Elokecha, that the Yom Tov is for Hashem. And therefore Chazal said you need to split it in half. Half of Yom Tov is for Torah and Tefillah, which is for Hashem, and half is for you, meaning for eating and drinking for Oneg Yom Tov. And therefore you should try and split it as such, time between davening and learning in Shul and Beis Medrash, and time for you to be at home eating and enjoying the Zmiros, etc. And therefore he says that a chazan which sings for longer than chatzos is a problem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Dirshu brings over here, is there a mitzvah liyala regel b'zman hazeh? So the Nodav Yehuda says, no, we don't have a mitzvah to go up to Yerushalayim anymore on the Yom Tov, because as long as we don't have karbanos, there's no reason to go. And Rav Moshe says the same thing, that the only reason that people who are close to Yerushalayim go to Yerushalayim on Yontif is not because there's a mitzvah to go, but rather it's just got to show the longing that we have for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Ran in Tainis says that even after the Churban, there was a minhag to go to Yerushalayim on the Yom Tovim, and the Maariv Chiyus as well says there is a minhag to go to Yerushalayim, even Bizman Hazeh, on the Yom Tovim, Zecher L'Aliyah L'Regel.